guys, I'm your host, Tara A. Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Koabana, true Japanese scary stories from around the internet. On this week's episode, we're going to be looking at a few personal accounts of ghosts from around Japan. On Tuesday, I released my latest book called Reikan, The Most Haunted Locations in Japan. In this book, you can find accounts of hauntings from famous ghost spots around Japan, as well as a look into the history and truth behind all of these supposed haunted locations. There are cemeteries, abandoned buildings, haunted tunnels, parks, and houses. For this week's episode, we're going to be looking at a few bonus tales that aren't featured in the book. And our first ghostly tale comes from Yahashira Cemetery. A few years back, my friend Toshikazu got a new car. He wanted to go for a drive that night and invited me to go along with him. We stopped by the convenience store and two really cute girls were inside. I checked them out as they walked by. "Hey, they're really cute." I was looking for some fun, so I called out to them. Apparently, both of them were attending beauty school, and they were dressed in fashionable clothes and all done up. They said they would join us if we drove them home at the end of the night. "Hey, Kosei, where are we going?" Toshikazu asked. Kayo-chan, one of the girls, got into the passenger's seat and said, "I want to go to a ghost spot." A ghost spot in winter? I remembered reading in a magazine that the fear people felt in haunted houses and roller coasters was similar to the feelings of falling in love, and made it easier to do so. Why did I remember such a stupid fact? "All right, let's go to Yahashira Cemetery then," I said. Yahashira Cemetery was a famous haunted location in our town, but I had no idea what was about to happen. "We're nearly there, guys." We decided to go visit the cemetery in the dead of night to test how brave we were. Cemeteries at night are scarily quiet, and the mood in the car became ominous. Section 13 of Yahashira Cemetery is particularly famous, and as we entered it, everyone fell silent. Then, Toshikazu suddenly screamed, "Hey, there's someone standing over there." "Huh?" Toshikazu pointed into the distance, and everyone turned at once. He said that someone was standing between the tombstones, motioning with their hand to come over. "Ha ha, good one. You nearly got us." I couldn't see anything, but then Kayo-chan in the passenger seat said, "I see someone there too. A man in a suit." "For real? I don't see anything." "Maybe someone's here to visit a grave." It was no laughing matter. Then, Dei-chan, Kayo's friend, suddenly yelled, "Please stop!" We stopped the car and Dei-chan jumped out, running towards the graves in the darkness. "Hey, Dei-chan, what are you doing?" I called out after her. "She has a strong affinity for the supernatural," Kayo-chan explained. "She must have felt something." Seriously? Then we gotta stop her. If she was so fine-tuned to the supernatural, maybe they should have said that before we came to a cemetery at night. Before I had the chance to finish the thought, Dae-chan vanished from sight. We got out of the car and ran in the direction she disappeared. Dae, where are you? This place is pretty big, but I don't think she's gone far. We looked for her between the graves, but of course, the place was pretty big, so we didn't have much luck finding her. Then, before I knew it... What? No way, you're kidding me. Toshikazu? Kayo-chan? While I was looking for Dae, I got separated from the others. No way. How did I find myself all alone in such a place? All around me was nothing but graves. Graves, graves, and more graves. It was the middle of the night, and pitch black to boot. Realizing that, I suddenly felt scared. Put yourself in my shoes for a moment, and you'll understand. I did my best to push those feelings aside and went back in the direction of Toshikazu's car. Then... Wait, is that... Dae-chan? I saw someone squatting on the road a short distance away, but it was too dark to see if it was Dae-chan or not. Plus, why was she squatting? I nervously approached. Dae-chan? There was no response. But if it was her, then we could return to the car together. I wanted to believe it was her. I approached even closer. Then... Dae-chan, is that you? What are you doing? It looked like Dae from behind. Hey, let's go back to the car. Hey. I reached out to touch her shoulder, and she slowly turned to look at me. Ah! She was munching on the offerings in front of a grave. This is good. You want some? What the hell is wrong with her voice? I thought. It wasn't hers. Dae-chan, stop it. You can't eat that. Shut up. If you're not gonna eat, leave me alone. She pushed me away with more strength than I thought she was capable of, then went back to munching on the grave's offerings. Then I heard something in the distance. Hey, Kosei, have you found Dae-chan? Maybe they heard us talking, but Toshikazu and Kayo soon came running over. She's over here. Come help. We grabbed Dae and somehow dragged her back to the car. When we got her inside, she started to act like nothing had happened, and then fell asleep. We should get out of here, Toshikazu said, seeing the state Dae was in. He drove towards the exit, but like I said, Yahashira Cemetery is huge. Toshikazu tried to find the exit, but it wasn't like we were regular visitors to the cemetery, so we ended up driving around in circles, all the way back to the same spot, over and over. Toshikazu, this place is dangerous. I think that way should lead us out, he said. Hey, isn't that the exit? Oh, thank God. Suddenly, Dei screamed. What? What? What is it? The old guy. She looked out the window and started crying. We thought she was acting up again and decided we'd talk more once we were safely out of the cemetery. Dei apparently woke up while we were driving around lost, and after she screamed, something even more terrifying occurred. She said that the old guy in the suit from Section 13 was sitting in the car beside her, and when she realized he was there, her body froze. It was like paralysis. He grinned at her and slowly started stroking her right ear as he looked at her. Then, as we were approaching the exit, he leaned in close to her face and whispered, "Ah, just a little more and never mind. You can't escape." Then he disappeared. "Look! Look at this!" Dei-chan said and showed us her ear. "What the hell is that?" Her ear had changed to a dark red, almost purple in color, and was covered in tiny bumps like a rash. It was the ear the grinning old guy had been stroking. We panicked and thought that if we were with the girls any longer, we'd be cursed or something too. We dropped the two girls off at home without asking for their contact information. Thinking about it later, that old guy must have possessed Rei to make her act like that. Yahashira Cemetery is a large cemetery in Chiba Prefecture and has long been considered one of the most haunted cemeteries in all of Japan. It's so large that it's split into various sections, and sections 4 and 13 are said to be the most haunted, for obvious reasons. If you listen to the Toshiden podcast or read the book, you may remember the name Saijo Yaso, the writer who wrote the supposedly cursed poem Tomino's Hell. He, along with many other famous people, is buried in Yahashira Cemetery, so perhaps its reputation is well deserved. Our next story for this week moves north to Hokkaido. This ghostly tale comes from the Ubetsu Coal Mine. Hokkaido is famous for haunted mines, but one in particular, called Ubetsu Coal Mine, is an especially famous ghost spot. The famous spirit medium, Gibo Aiko, once visited the mine as well. Once local kids reach university age, it's common for them to travel to the mine to test their bravery, and it's not uncommon to have some type of supernatural experience there. A town sprang up around the mine with the spread of coal as a fuel source, and I heard that it was so prosperous at the time that people didn't have to pay anything for their fuel or light expenses. But hidden behind all of that was apparently the existence of taco rooms, a type of camp for people who earnestly worked in the mines to save money, but these young people who left home were duped into large debts and forced to work to pay them off. This story is about that mine. I went there right around the start of spring. I wanted to take photos, so I invited two of my friends who were also interested in the mine. I took an MILC camera, while my friends brought a digital camera and an SLR camera. We planned to walk around the mines in a circle and take photos. The mine sits out in the mountains with no phone reception, and the only thing you can hear is the wildlife. But the three of us were brave, and it was the middle of the day with the sun shining high in the sky. Still, we were excited at the prospect of taking some ghost photos. As the Yubetsu coal mine declined and people moved away, the town and buildings around it also fell into ruin. Most of them remain in the same state as when they were abandoned to this day. All around town, you can find the entrances to various tunnels that were left intact as well. We had just passed a large tunnel entrance when we found a smaller one that it looked like we could enter. There were concrete stairs leading down, but the stairs curved so we couldn't see all the way through. "There are bats in here," was painted on the wall, so it looked like we'd be able to go further in. We decided to go down and check it out. I went first. I didn't have a flashlight on me, so I went down as far as I could see, but then darkness spread out before me. It was so dark that I couldn't see if there was a wall in front of me keeping me out, or if there was more ahead. I reached my hand out, but it didn't touch anything. So it seemed unlikely there was a wall. But, for some reason, it never struck me to run my hands along the side walls to proceed further in. I just felt like I shouldn't go any further than this. I explained to my friends behind me that it was too dark to see if there was a wall blocking our way, and they suggested we use the camera flash to confirm. "Oh yeah," I thought. I attached the flash and pressed the shutter, but nothing happened. I was able to press the button, but it wouldn't take any photos, nor flash either. "Huh?" I said, and one of my friends joined me with his camera. None of our cameras worked. Not mine, not the SLR, nor the digital camera. Shit. The three of us looked at each other and ran out of the tunnel. After that, the cameras worked just fine, like there was never anything wrong with them. "What the hell is going on?" we complained. But then something my friend told me a few days later sent chills down my spine. Nah, something was there. What? A spirit. But it was only the shutter button that wasn't working, and there was nothing wrong with the photos. It was good weather that day, right? Do you think it's normal for it to suddenly get so dark and not know whether there's a wall in front of you or not? Well, there was a spirit there, right in front of you. The Yubetsu coal mine is now considered a heritage of industrial modernization. but the multiple accidents in the mines over the years and the now completely abandoned town have made it a prime haunted location. You can find countless stories from people who have visited the abandoned mine on a dare, only to stumble across something they shouldn't have. Something potentially not of this world. Our next story for this week is an incredibly well-known ghost spot, and one that's close to my heart, because it's located very close to where I lived. We're heading down to Shimane Prefecture this time to check out Kamome Mana. Today, I drove from Izumo Taisha to Hinomisaki for the first time in about 10 years. It's a famous ghost spot in Shimane Prefecture that you often see people talking about online, so I figured I'd go and take a few photos. Kamome Mana is located just before Hinomisaki, but there was a sign up at the entrance that said, "No entry except construction vehicles," so I couldn't get in. Maybe they were tearing it down. I've been there 3 times before. When you reach the end of a gravel track with deep grooves, you'll find a building. It's surrounded by trees and grass that stands as high as a man. Next to the entrance is an area like a lobby, with broken window glass and tattered curtains. And even though there's no wind, the lights hanging from the ceiling sway and then stop. Each time I've been to Kamome Mana, I went with friends. And when I went with the daring N, he just laughed at the swaying lights. There was no way I could lose to him. Although I've visited plenty of haunted locations over the years, N is a buddy I can truly rely on. Inside the building is covered in broken glass, trash, and graffiti on the walls. My memory's a bit vague, but I remember conquering the entire building with N, from the basement to the roof. And then we let the sounds of the ocean waves nearby wash over us from the rooftop. And yet, all 3 times I went, nothing happened. In the end, everyone I went there with drifted apart. But nothing supernatural ever happened to any of us. I moved out of home and started working in a different prefecture when I saw Kamome Mana mentioned on a ghost website. I decided to write about my experiences when something strange happened. No matter how many times I tried, the text I entered would end up corrupted. I tried over and over, and at other times, the text would disappear entirely. That night, I had a strange dream. A girl with long, messy hair was pointing at me, crazed anger in her eyes. I could feel the hate and rage emanating off her. All around her was bright red. Then she shot something at me. There was a burning sensation throughout my body, like nothing I'd ever experienced before. All around my right eye puffed up, like it'd been hit with a whip. The girl was saying something while she glared daggers at me, but I couldn't make out what. Then I had a vague notion that she was somehow connected to Kamome Mana. "I'm sorry," I apologized to the girl from the bottom of my heart. I wasn't able to say the words out loud, and I felt the girl was angry at me for trying to make a post about Kamome Mana in jest. She disappeared while pointing at me, And at the same time, I suddenly woke up. My body, which was frozen in the dream, was freely able to move again. The dream remained fresh in my mind. I picked up the mirror from next to my bed and checked. There was nothing around my right eye. But somehow, I still felt off. Maybe it was just my imagination. I went back to sleep. But it wasn't. When I woke up the next morning, I had trouble seeing out of my eye, and it lasted for more than a week. Who was this girl that appeared in my dream? I didn't even live in Shimane anymore. I thought she must have had something to do with Kamome Manor, but I didn't know. I wondered about it for a long time, and I never had any proof, but that was what I thought. That girl must have died between the beach and Hinomisaki. One of my close friends saw someone commit suicide there once, and many people often drowned while swimming there. I don't know if it's true or not, but I hear that people often go to Hinomisaki to kill themselves. I think some of those spirits find their way to Kamome Manor and quietly spend their time there. By trying to joke about the place, I would be disturbing them. Maybe they didn't like that. If Kamome Manor is torn down, I wonder where the spirits that can't save will go. It's just a thought I had. Kamome Manor faces the Sea of Japan in Izumo, the home of Japanese mythology, and location where many of the big stories of Japan's origins took place. The area is proud of its history and deeply spiritual. There are a lot of ghost spots around Shimane Prefecture, but Kamome Manor, a creepy, abandoned building sitting on a cliff face in the middle of nowhere, is probably the most famous. Our last story for this week moves a little further south to the island of Kyushu and one of the most famous haunted tunnels in all of Japan. This ghostly tale comes from Inunaki Tunnel. This happened last year when I went to the old Inunaki Tunnel. I was a student at film school, and some of my classmates went to the tunnel with our rather large cameras and lights. According to the stories, the tunnel was sealed off and you couldn't get inside, so I wasn't terribly interested in filming it. Rather, I thought we'd film something fake and present that as our subject. We left Hakata and arrived at Inunaki Ridge around midnight. We bumped into one of the local delinquents there. "How is it?" I asked. "You should stay away. Someone's walking around inside the tunnel," he said. We laughed it off as a joke, but as we got closer to the tunnel, everyone fell silent. When we got there, the cameras started picking up some weird audio feedback. There wasn't anything nearby that could be making such a sound. Then our lead audio guy said, "Shh, be quiet. Someone's here. Inside the tunnel." We didn't want to believe him. "Shut up. Quit trying to scare us." But in reality, we knew that there was something inside the tunnel, and it was coming towards us. Maybe It's just the sound of water dripping. It's pretty regular, so it just sounds like footsteps. Everyone nodded in agreement at what I said, and it seemed to ease the tension in the air. We set about filming, taking photos, and messing around on the blocks sealing up the tunnel. We successfully finished recording the tunnel, and afterwards I went home to start editing. I put my earphones in and listened closely so I could hear my friend's jokes, but there was a sound in the recording that was definitely not our voices. Where is it coming from? I could hear a voice at regular intervals. I had one of my friends listen to it, and he could hear it too. I got scared, so I took my earphones out and continued editing without them. Then I got to the part inside the tunnel. This was the highlight of the film, and I planned to give it the most attention. I watched closely, and there was definitely someone inside the tunnel. Only, it wasn't just one person. They slowly approached the camera, looking at it the whole time. The man continued glaring at it, and then the tape finished. What the hell was that? The original tape no longer exists, but the editing tape is still somewhere in my closet. I don't know what I should do with it. If you enjoyed the stories in this week's episode, you can check out Neikan, the most haunted locations in Japan, on Amazon right now. It's available in ebook, paperback, or you can read it for free with Kindle Unlimited. I'd also like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and thank you for joining me for this final episode of 2018. We'll be back in January as usual for even more creepy true stories from Japan. So until then, thank you for listening. Enjoy your holidays, and I hope you all have an amazing and wonderful new year. Thanks, guys, and I'll see you again next time for even more Koabana, true Japanese scary stories from around the internet. Want even more scary stories? Head over to koabana.net for new translations every week. You can also join our Patreon for exclusive stories you won't find anywhere else. Head over to koabana.net now.